Well, we got a big weekend ahead of us for the U of S Huskies. It is mitts and toques toss weekend, and I'm talking to one of the soccer players. Well, quite a decorated soccer player. So you are a Canada West All-Star, Husky Defensive Player of the Year. You've appeared in 58 career games. We've got Anna Oliver here. Anna, thank you so much for coming by for a visit today. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
So good. We got quite a busy weekend ahead of us. So Huskies mitts and toques weekend. This is something that a lot of people look forward to. What is this all about, Anna?
Yeah, so this Friday, our Husky women's volleyball team is playing at 6 p.m. at the PAC, and on Saturday, our men's hockey team is playing at 5 p.m. at Marylis Belcher. During both of those games, we are collecting toque and mitt donations to go to St. Francis Cree Bilingual School to benefit the students there.
And how does the collection work? People actually toss it out onto the field?
Yeah, so on Friday at the volleyball game, we're going to have just a giant bin for donations, so you'll see that when you come up the stairs. You can put all of your toque and mitt donations there. And then on Saturday at the hockey game, fans will have the opportunity to throw your toque and mitts directly onto the ice after the first home goal.
That's so fun. And like, I'm not going to lie, it's a way to deliver on some of those intrusive thoughts, because so many times I'll be at a game and I'm like, wonder what would happen if I just tossed something. I never would, but you know, you actually get to do that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we've seen in past years too, people that bring their donations are ready to do that. But there's also others that aren't aware of what's happening, and you see everyone else taking off their toques and mitts and throwing it onto the ice.
It's a pretty important thing to get behind too, because I mean, those are going to keep people in vulnerable states nice and warm this winter, and these winters do get pretty cold.
Mm-hmm. It most definitely is. I know growing up in Saskatchewan, we so often take for granted the toques and mitts that keep us warm in minus 30 degree weather. I have had the opportunity to go to the schools the last 2 years to donate these toques and mitts, and oftentimes it's the first time that the students are getting to own their own toques and mitts.
A sobering realization. Last night I was shoveling snow and I was being dumb and I wasn't wearing mitts. And like, just the realization, like, man, even just 10 minutes of that, I can't even feel my hands. So you imagine the people that don't have access to mitts.
Yes, exactly.
Anna, some congratulations are in order too. So earlier this month, you were the recipient of the award for Student Athlete Community Service. So first of all, congratulations on that. What exactly does that mean though? I'm so not versed in some of these accolades.
Thank you, first of all.
Yes.
So every year, each team has the opportunity to nominate someone from their team for the Canada West Community Service Award. So that's a conference we play in and here in Saskatchewan. So I was grateful to have received the Canada West Community Service Award, which meant that I was nominated for the National Award and got to go off to Halifax and was the proud recipient of the National Youth Sports Community Service Award as well.
Oh, that's so cool. And then a trip to Halifax, I mean, that must have been just the best time ever.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. My sister just recently went to Halifax for a wedding, and just like the story she had, you must have had your fill in seafood.
I'm allergic to
shellfish.
Sorry.
Well, you got every other good part of Halifax.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. So we're looking at some of the games on the weekend. What are you going to be looking out most for?
You know what? I'm just excited to see fans get behind this. This is the third year that we've done this, so I think we've really generated momentum and attention to this event. So hopefully this year we have a lot more fans that are bringing toques and mitts, and knowing that I'll get the opportunity to bring those to the schools again and see the direct impact it has on the students, it's huge.
And that collection box you said is at the PAC?
Yes, so for the volleyball game, it is at the PAC, and then for the hockey game, Marylis Belcher, you get to just throw your donations onto the ice.
Yeah, and that's on Saturday.
That is correct.
Oh man, that's just going to be so much fun. A, because you get to toss stuff out on the ice, because you never get to do that. And B, it's going to a very, very important cause. So Anna Oliver, thank you so much for coming in to talk about it. And I hope that you have fun tossing mitts and toques out.
Thank you for having me.